It's that little Dutch cabin, the best home.
Morning, it's 7:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and that is Cherish the Ladies with their brand new album, Heart of the Home. Lovely traditional song, The Little Thatched Cabin, featuring one of Joni Madden's discoveries there, Molly O'Riordan, a fine Irish American singer. And yes, she has all the ornamentation and chops of other folks. And before that, we heard a set of reels, Letty from Cavan, O'Loughlin's Welcome to Milltown, and The House on the Hill. And a couple of those composed by Joni Madden, the leader of Cherish the Ladies. They're down to a quartet these days. On the album, they're joined by the Glen Cottage Polka set and then the Pigeon on the Gate set. And Kevin was just in town at the Burren on November the 9th, and I was away the first full week in November, off to Iceland for a music festival, which I thoroughly enjoyed. A word of warning, if you ever decide to go to Iceland, make sure that you've got plenty of money, because it is expensive. And the other thing to remember is, even though the weather was fairly mild, it was windy, and because they are way closer to the Arctic Circle than we are, sun didn't rise until about 10 o'clock in the morning, if you were lucky. The last day that we were, full day that we were there, which was a Saturday, it was actually glorious to see the sun, and the wind had calmed down. Anyway, 7:05. On to Between the Worlds, we'll ask Narthen to transition us there.
Cold blow these winter winds, moaning under all our doors, and freezing all us poor folks who haven't got a bed to sleep, ain't got two coins to rub, haven't got a turkey put, haven't got a pound to put towards a feed. What we give, we give. It's yours, and what we get we keep, though the price is not too cheap. Here's a song, here's a song and a dance of bread, here's a song and a dance of bread. When the frosty winds whistle and moan, may your fires burn long and green grows the holly and the mistletoe. We're free to roam, free to go, with nowhere to go. We'll sing for bowls of soup and a bit of cheese and bread, and a fire to sit by and a place to rest our heads. What we give and it's yours, and what we give not too cheap is a song. Is a song and a dance of bread. Is a song and a dance of bread. When the frosty winds whistle and moan, may your fires burn long and be beating like a heart. The frosty winter winds are a whistling and they moan. When earth is hard as iron and water like a stone, may you find shelter and good company. Like a heart inside your home. I love these new shoes I'm dancing in, my feet full of troubles and joys. My frostbitten fingers are buttoning the new winter coat for our little boy. His new coat might keep out the frosty winds, and the hopeful robin sings. Christmas is coming, a father sins and steals again his children Christmas toys. Those folks who had the least always gave the most to me, for they were richer indeed than the millionaire whose greed is to lock himself up with his gold and money and then throw away the key. What we give and it's yours.
Good morning. It's 7:16 here at a WMFO, and that was Child's Play with Buddy Strathspey, the Wooden Whale, and the Farmer's Daughter. Soloists were Alastair Fraser and Haneke Castle, and of course they're part of the Child's Play Orchestra. They all play fiddles made by Bob Childs, and they've already started their concert swing in the Great Northwest, and you can find out more by checking out HanekeCastle.com or ChildsPlay.com. Before that, we heard from Narthen, which is essentially Coop and Simpson and their significant others. Boys has retired, and that was Cold Blow These Winter Winds. Next up, we've got a song, because even though Veterans Day was on November the 11th, and today is the 19th, after all, honor a veteran whenever you can, and think about the lives that were spent for you to be able to travel safely home for Thanksgiving, and think about whittling down your friends and family's Amazon gift list.
Yeah. as I stand here at your graveside, the spring birds sing their song. My child, I love you more and more, and will my whole life long.
Hillside down, don't know.
If you don't send money to WMFO, Green Day will record another album. Send money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College, and mailed to WMFO, Attention Support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO for more info. Act before it's too late. You don't want another Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Peace.
Do it, do it, do it. Baby.
When a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Thank you.
Good morning. That was a Chewbacca and the Ancestors with Give Thanks from their album Wisdom of the Elders. Prior to that, we heard Lorena McKenna with Breaking of the Sword and Lost Souls from her album Lost Souls. It is 7:40. It is starting to get a little bit light out, though we're not supposed to have much sun today, but hey, be thankful it's not snowing. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. November the 19th, make sausages from pork offcuts. Observe the fingernails. The nails, very short, signify a person to be wicked, small, and cracked, to be a greedy catcher. White flecks in the nails signifies very wealthy and to have many friends. Black flecks are to be hated. The nails long, smooth, reddish, and clear, withal to be witty and of a good capacity. Narrow and long, to be cruel and fierce. The nails rough and round, to be prone to the venereal act. And that's from the Shepherd's Prognostication of 1729. November the 20th, the Feast of St. Edmund of East Anglia. Plant a garlic and beans. St. Edmund, who was the Saxon king of East Anglia, was martyred by invading Vikings on this day in 869. He was first tied to an oak and shot full of arrows and then beheaded, his head being hidden in a thorn bush. But when his followers sought it, the head itself was heard crying, "Here, here," and was discovered in the care of a monstrous white wolf. Enshrined at Bury St. Edmund's, the much venerated king became the special patron of sailors and was for several centuries effectively the patron saint of England. Set garlic and beans at St. Edmund the King, the moon and the wane, thereof hangeth a thing. November the 21st, traditionally the day on which Noah entered the ark. Stir up Sunday falls about now. And Stir Up Sunday is the last Sunday before Advent, when the Church of England collect begins. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord. This was taken as a reminder to stir up the mixture for Christmas puddings and pies in order to allow them plenty of time to mature. And was parodied as Stir Up, We Beseech Thee, the pudding in the pot, and when we do get home, we'll eat it piping hot. I will definitely have the date for Stir Up Sunday for you on my next show. November the 22nd is Thanksgiving here in the States this year. Yes, it falls early, and that's because November 1st was a Thursday this year. For those curious to know, we'd definitely recommend a book about Thanksgiving. And it can be obtained by typing in the author's name, Jim Baker, and Thanksgiving, and discusses everything. Used to be the historian for the Plymouth Plantation. So, November the 22nd is Martinmas Old Style. Hiring fairs for farm laborers and servants were formerly held in Northern England and Scotland, also called Pack Rag Day, because servants now carried their possessions to their new workplaces. And of course, we wish good fortune for all those who will be traveling this week and getting home. Their families will rejoice. November the 23rd, St. Clement's Day, the blacksmith's holiday. November the 24th, the sun enters the house of Sagittarius. November the 26th, St. Catherine's Day, the spinsters and lace makers feast. November the 27th, eels now in season for baked eel pies. November the 28th, well, actually, it's November the 29th is snow not unusual at this time, sadly. November the 30th, St. Andrew the King, 3 weeks and 3 days before Christmas comes in. So when next I join you, it will be in December. Well, our elections are passed, and you're either pleased with the results or you're thinking, like I did when I got back from Iceland to read about the Florida elections. I was like, oh no. It's, as the famed Yogi Berra would say, it was deja vu all over again. So, without further ado, we'll have a little bit of music from Commoner's Choir.
This moorland has been burned deliberately so that there's lots of food for grouse here. It's a driven grouse moor. After burning, when it rains very hard, this land doesn't hold up the water and it rushes off very quickly. Bad news if you live in places like the Calder Valley in West Yorkshire, where in 2012 you were flooded twice and again in 2015. Bit of a paradox, really. The people come up here to have fun shooting red grouse and at the same time cause an enormous amount of misery for the people living down there.
Pull together, all the rain it falls, and the waters rise. We're wading in the valleys, the city high and dry. They get the photo in the papers, we get the same old lies. Oh, the rain it falls, and the waters rise. We are the people's armada, we're sailing all together. From the Don to the Humber, from the Calder to the Clyde, there's a river of anger that we forge in the water. We are the people's armada, coming in on the tide. We're piling up the sandbags, they're digging up the beatbox. We're bailing out the basements while they're bailing out the bands. They're flooding out the valleys for the glorious 12. We got the people in common against self, self, self. We are the people's armada, we're sailing all together. From the Don to the Humber, from the Calder to the Clyde, there's a river of anger that we forged in the water. We are the people's armada, coming in on the tide.
There's a rising horizon where we once had trees. Now we're gonna get polar bears turned into refugees.
people's armada. We're sailing all together, from the Don to the Humber, from the Calder to the Clyde. There's a river of anger that we forge in the water. We are the people's armada, coming in on the tide. This land is yours.
Like lions after slumber, in unvanquishable number, shake your chains to earth like dew, which in sleep had fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few.
We are the future knocking at your door, change the pathway. Ladder, but the rungs are all cut through. A mountain's worth of red tape that's blocking out the view. Faceless bureaucracy, wherever I may roam, give me shelter from the storm. The right to buy became a right to let. A savings plan became a mounting debt. Who needs a house when you've got
give me shelter from the storm. Give me shelter, give me somewhere safe and warm. Just a door with a number that I can call a home. Give me shelter, give me shelter, give me shelter from the storm. Old Gerard Winstanley, he famously declared,
the earth's a common treasury for everyone to share.
But someone pawned the treasure for a payday loan. Give me shelter from the storm. From my doorway on the street, as I look across the town, I can see the high street banks that are standing all around. Their money's keeping warm while I'm freezing to my bones. Give me shelter from the storm. Give me shelter from the storm.
Good morning. It's 7:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was the Commoners Choir with the People's Armada, song made from placard slogans and a shelter song. And we're going to be going out of here with Joel Mabus giving us Lo Lazarus and Lord Diverus from different hymnals. Have a great week, everybody. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
As it fell out one Christmas day, Lord Diverus made a feast. He called for his gents and his ladies fair, the wealthiest and the best. When their fine carriages did arrive, Lord Diverus let them in with hats and capes and bows and scrapes. The revelries did begin. Lazarus was a beggar man, as poor as a man could be. He had no friend, no food nor fire, no Christmas barley bree. So Lazarus laid him down and down, and down at Diverus' door. Some meat, some drink, brother Diverus, show pity upon the poor. Lazarus, to come beggaring at my door, no meat nor drink will you get from me. I got nothing to show the poor. Then Diverus called his henchmen fierce, Lo Lazarus for to flay, but his men they lost the power to strike, and they threw their whips away. Had a flaming thirst and a hunger that shook his bones. His bile gave way, his knees did sway, and his ears began to pound. So Lazarus laid him down and down, and down at Diverus' gate. Some meat, some drink, brother.